Hello, hello. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. It's Grace with Deborah Evans. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Very good, very good.
Praise God.
I wanted to just confirm that I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to. This is my first time doing the Men's Day meeting. So I just want to make sure that I'm doing everything right.
Oh, you have to wait for the leaders to come on. I'm not that person. Just hold on a few minutes. Hold on a few
Oh,
minutes.
okay.
Thank you.
Oh.
God bless you.
All right. All right. Hello, hello. Again, I want to say hello. God bless for anybody coming in for the conference call to declare victory. Again, my name is Onan. This is the first time I am hosting the call.
Good morning, Onan. This is
Good
Pretty
morning. Good
Patrice.
morning.
Yeah, just say good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. It is Men's Day, so go for
Yes, ma'am.
it. Good morning, good morning. It's Grace with Deborah Evans.
Good morning. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
God.
morning.
Yeah.
Happy Friday, Yvonne.
Happy Friday, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, dear Sister Yvonne, to all.
Hey, good morning, God morning, great morning. It's Reverend EK.
Reverend EK, good morning, sir.
Good morning, good morning.
All right. So I guess at this point we're just waiting for people to come in, and as you're coming in, if you could please put your phones on mute.
Good morning again, Onan. This is Rochelle. Just let them know you're there. Just continue to say good morning so they'll know that there's someone on the line.
Good morning. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. From now on, just let them know good morning. Yes, ma'am.
One more time. Who was that? Go ahead and say good morning to Mr. Onan.
Good morning. My name is Karen Jackson.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Yvette Marquette.
Good morning, this is Juanita.
Good morning, Juanita.
Good morning, this is Sister Lisa. Happy Friday to everyone. God bless everyone on the call. Hey, it's my birthday. I'm 62 years old and I give thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Happy amen, birthday, amen. Lisa. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so does anybody else want to join the call? Has anybody else wanted to say good morning? Does anybody want to say good morning?
God's loving agreement.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Okay, so, okay, my name is Onan. I am calling from Queens, New York. I wanted to greet everyone, give everyone a happy good morning, happy Friday. I hope that everybody is in good spirits, that everybody is of a sound mind. I was introduced to the church by a longtime friend, Christina Joy, who I'm sure many of you may be familiar with, a very lovely young lady from Georgia, who introduced me to the church. And through her, I was able to meet Reverend E.K. and Rochelle and Natasha, who have all been great to me thus far. And have all been very welcoming to me to the Declare Victory Church. And so I just wanted to take a moment to give flowers to Miss Christina, as well as Natasha and EK and Rochelle, for helping me through the process and for welcoming me with open arms to the Clear Victory. Hello, my name is Onan Smith, and I am your host. Thank you for joining us here on the Clear Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m. PST, 8 a.m. CST, and a.m. EST to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Continue joining us during the month of April, where our monthly theme is entitled The Power of Agreement. Each declares focus will be on the effectiveness of the power of agreement with the truth of God's word and its benefits here advancing the kingdom of God. Make sure you invite a friend so they can be blessed too. Make sure you invite a friend so they can be blessed too. The prayer, okay. Hello, hello. I just want to make sure everybody can hear me.
We can hear you.
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Yeah,
All right. Just making sure. Okay.
You're doing great.
Thank you. Okay. So I just wanted to make sure. Do I go to the spreadsheet?
You check that, and then you go straight to who's doing the prayer, and then and all the way down.
Okay, go all the way down.
Yep.
So I have Sister Carolyn, Sister Carolyn, for family, pray for my Uncle Gene and Aunt Billy. They both have lung cancer. Please pray for my family. All right, so I definitely want to give a prayer to the family of Sister Carolyn. Hopefully, Uncle Gene and Aunt Billy pull through. Cancer is very serious. I truly do wish the best for both Uncle Gene and Aunt Billy.
Mm-hmm. Onan.
Yes, ma'am.
You have Sister JC, she's praying for her grandson, the most current ones. Her grandson,
okay.
Garrison. Yeah, start down there.
Yes,
see it?
Ma'am.
Okay,
yes.
There you go.
Okay. My son, Gary Jr., and wife, Nicole, are laying to rest her father today. Please lift. I can't see the rest. But I imagine it reads, please lift the spirits of the family. So, yes, rest in peace to the father.
Let's do this. Let me read the prayer request, and then right after that, Blue Hyperlink, you kick in with the order of the call, okay?
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. So JC is asking for prayer for her son, her grandson, Garrison. She's asking for prayer for him in school. He's given up a little bit, and we want to keep him encouraged and call on the Lord to strengthen him in his academics as well as thriving in life. We don't want him to give up. I also, Rochelle, have a prayer request praying for my granddaughter who is traveling to Orlando, Florida with her mom and cousin and just asking the Lord to cover them and give them traveling mercies and grace. And those are the prayer requests for today. Oh, go ahead. You have one, EK? Okay. There you go, Onan. So then start right after that with the order of the call.
Okay.
Good morning,
all right,
y'all.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Onan. That's all.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for hosting. This is Christina.
Hey, Christina. All right, no problem. It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. All right, so do I go to Debbie?
No, go back to the script.
Yeah, go back to the script.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yep. Got you. Okay. Hello, my name is Onan, and I am your host. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m. PST through 8 a.m. CST and 8 a.m. EST to edify, empower, and encourage and equip you in your walk with Christ. Continue joining us during the month of April, where our monthly theme is entitled The Power of Agreement. Each declarer's focus will be on the effectiveness of the power of agreement with the truth of God's word and its benefit to advancing the kingdom of God. Make sure you invite a friend so they can be blessed too. Make sure you invite a friend so they can be blessed too.
Did we lose you, Owen?
No. I'm still here. I'm still here. So just to make sure, I'm going back to
skip all the way down to where it says yes. Skip all the way down past the spreadsheet where it says the order of the call, and then go and then run it from there.
Okay.
So it should say me and Jeff.
And this is on the spreadsheet?
Yeah, not on the spreadsheet. We're through with the spreadsheet. Go to the rest of the script. Rest of the script where it says the order of the call, and then it says specific names.
Oh, okay.
That's.
Oh, okay. Okay. The order of the call is prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Reverend E.K. The declaration will. Okay.
You see it?
The scripture for today, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, quote, "And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of the Holy Word." At this time, we ask you to put your phones on mute until instructed to come off mute. I now pass the call to the prayer warrior.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless your name, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you this morning that once more and again that we were able to call you Abba. We were able to call you Father, Lord. You woke us up in our right minds and in our respective places, Lord God. We thank you, Father, wherever we were and whatever we found ourselves in, we knew that you were God, and beside you there is no other. We knew that you were the Lord of our lives. We knew, Lord God, and we know, Lord God, that you are God Almighty, and we thank you, and we praise you, and we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. We thank you for being, first of all, the head of our lives, and we thank you for being the God of our salvation. We thank you, Lord, that we know that it's in you that we live and we move and we have our very being, Father God. And God, we thank you all the more. Thank you, Father God. And we praise you, Lord, because you steady us. You hold us, Lord God, in the palm of your hand, Lord God. And it's nothing like knowing that somebody has you in the hollow of their hand. I can hear somebody's phone is not on mute. Somebody's phone is not on mute. Father, we continue to ask and pray, Lord God, and pray, Lord, that it is Men's Day on Declaring Victory, and we celebrate the men, Lord God. We thank you for these brothers. We even thank you for our good brother Onan, Lord God, as he was our host this morning. We thank you for all those brothers that are on this call, Lord God, We thank you, Father God, that you would strengthen, Lord God, each and every man, Lord God, strengthen their hearts, strengthen their walk, strengthen their talk, Lord God. God, increase our appetite for your word, and that we will continue to hunger and thirst after righteousness, because your word reminds us that we shall be filled if we hunger for it, Lord God, and that you would give us our appetite, God. Father, we take ask now that while we're talking about appetites, to take the things and the taste out of our mouths for the things that are not of you, Lord God, but then increase our taste, our diet, our palate, Lord God, so that we would hunger for the things of you, Lord God, that we would continue, excuse me, to be godly men, Lord, and representatives and ambassadors for you, Father God, that we would hold up, Lord God, the bloodstained banner, that we would hold up, Father God, the integrity of being a kingdom citizen, Lord God. Bless each and every man, young man, help us with our struggles, Lord God, and in the areas, God, we absolutely believe, but in the areas that we're lacking, in the areas that we're a little weary, Lord God, help our unbelief. Strengthen us, Father God, day by day by day, as we walk in you day by day by day. Bless our young people, Lord God, that are away in college, that are away in trade schools, that are just trying, Father God. Strengthen those, Lord God, that just desire a day-to-day walk with you, Lord God. God, continue to hold our hands and guide our feet, Lord God. Continue to order our steps, Master. We thank you, Lord God, for every declarer. We thank you, Father God, and bless your name for everyone that graces this phone, Lord God, to talk words of encouragement, to talk words of intercession, to lift up your name and to give you glory, praise, and honor, Father God. We ask that you will continue to strengthen our dear sister Dion, Lord God, and all those that work quietly behind the scenes, Lord God, to make this call, that it would strengthen and edify and equip us, Lord God, for a closer walk with thee. Father, I ask now that we would begin to take our phones off of mute, and that we would go ahead and corporately as one body, come on, declaring victory. Let's give, bombard heaven, give God praise, the honor, and the glory. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord.
Thank you, oh God, for everything that you've done on this morning, God.
Thank you, Father God.
Brother,
we glorify
you because you are our God.
Hallelujah. God was just filling me up. And so all this month, we've been receiving teachings on the power of agreement. So let me first go to Matthew 18, 19, and 20, where, you know, we've heard this scripture several times this month. It says, "Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." And I want to add verse 20 as well. "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I'm in the midst of them." And as I read that scripture, and I said, "Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You're present with us here on Declare Victory every morning, because there's more than two or three of us." So Emmanuel, God is with us, you know. And so as we pray, as we touch and agree, amen, God, the Lord Jesus Christ is with us. And I'm going to switch back and forth from the power of agreement and, let's see, back and forth from the power of agreement to covenant. So I want to talk about covenant as well as the power of agreement. Before I get to the covenant issue, let me read this here where it says, "Praying in agreement can help to demolish strongholds." We demolish strongholds when we learn to implement what Jesus taught us in prayer, to agree about anything, asking in Jesus' name, it shall be done. Now, that is my opening topic this morning, which I'm going to come back to demolishing strongholds in the end of my declaration. Now, let's look at what the Word of God says in Amos 3 and 3, right? And this is the New Century Version that states, "Do two men walk together unless they have agreed to do so?" I like that version. I like the New Century Version. Let me go down and read a little bit more here. The power of agreement talks about the supernatural power you can find when you start agreeing with the right thing in your life, the right belief, the right people, the right attitude. Oh, here we go, y'all. I want to get deep with y'all this morning. A covenant is a binding agreement that establishes a relationship between God and his children. Ooh-wee. My goodness. We got so many scriptures that it was just taking me to all these different scriptures, right? So I'm going to read off a few scriptures, y'all, and we're not going to go through every scripture. A few of them we will. But as I was reading and studying, all of these scriptures they was leading me to regarding the power of agreement and covenant. First scripture is Genesis 26 and 20, the first chapter, Genesis chapter 26 through 31. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 3 and 4, Genesis 31, verses 43 through 55, Ruth, chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Now, those particular scriptures came up, I was looking at this scripture where it was talking about the power of agreement with God and God over my finances. Oh, let me see if I could find it. Oh my goodness, I done misplaced that. Let me see. Maybe there's some pages rattling here. I can find that. My goodness. Well, anyway, I missed that, misplaced that page, but I'll find it. It'll come back up for me. But let me go right into this reading right here on covenant agreement. Covenant, God's agreement with man. God's covenant are often misunderstood, but simply they are God's loving agreement with us. Understanding them helps us understand his plans for us. My phone and this print is so small, so y'all bear with me. I promise I won't be before you guys long this morning. A covenant is essentially an agreement. The biblical term is often used to describe agreements that God made with various people. God would offer wonderful promises and ask the people to agree to obey certain rules. Though he asked the people to obey, God's promises always far outweighed anything the people involved could ever earn through that obedience. God's promises were not payment for human work, but were given through God's love. God's love also motivated the minimum condition God set. God's laws are for our benefit. To obey God's laws and love the God who has our best interests at heart brings automatic benefits. So it only makes sense that God would want us to obey and be loyal to him before receiving his unmerited gift. Let's see. God made a covenant with Noah, promising to never again destroy the earth by a flood. That is in Genesis 9 and 11. He made a covenant with Abraham, promising to bless his descendants physically and to bless all mankind spiritually through Jesus Christ. We'll find that in Genesis 12, 1, 2, 3, Genesis 22, 16 through 18, and also in Galatians 3, 8 and 16. Now, one of the main covenants of the Bible is the one God made with the nation of Israel at Mount Sinai. God promised to bless the nation, and the people agreed to obey God's good and beneficial laws. We'll find that in Exodus 24:3. But the story of the Old Testament is that the people did not obey. God limited. Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. We'll find that in Deuteronomy 5:29. The book of Hebrews explains that the fault with the old covenant was not with the agreement, but with them. That's in Hebrews 8:8. The new covenant Jesus Christ came to make possible, a new covenant that would solve the problem by his loving sacrifice to pay the penalty for man's sin. He made it possible for human sins to be forgiven after repentance. This opened the way for God to offer his Holy Spirit, which begins the process of creating a new heart in us that allows God's good and beneficial laws to be internalized and obeyed with a loyal love not possible for people without God's Holy Spirit. And they reference that to Hebrews 10:16-17. Now, here we go. The new covenant provides not just the better promises of eternal life, but the spiritual help that is obviously necessary in order to fulfill our part of the agreement. It is ludicrous to believe we could ever earn forgiveness or eternal life, but still God desires and requires our loyal obedience for our own good. He only wants to give eternal life to those who will choose the way of peace and joy for eternity, not those who choose the way of selfishness, rebellion, and unhappiness. The Bible has much more about God's gracious agreements. His covenant with humanity reads, you know, and so, as I was studying all of this and I was reading all of this, I was saying, my, thank you, God. Thank you for his agreement. Thank you for the agreement that God has with man, right? And so I was reading through some other scriptures, and I was just studying and moving on. And I said, okay, now I see what how God first had an agreement and a covenant with man. And I say, well, Jeff, now, it would behoove you to stand and agree on God's word, right? Because there's something that you're going to receive, Jeff, when you stand in agreement with God's word. And I got some side notes here, and let me go to this one right here. But first of all, I want to pray this prayer over our finances, where it says, Father, I come into agreement with your word over my business, and finances, that you are the one that gives me the power to produce wealth. Oh, thank you, Father. I need to trust and believe, stand on and agree in what God can do, that he will do what he said he will do regarding my finances and my wealth. And look, I want to throw out a, I don't know, how do I word this? A little question and answer doing the Love, Life, and Victory. Now, God had five agreements that he had made, right? Let's look at four of them. God made an agreement with Noah. God made an agreement with Abraham. God made an agreement with Moses. And God made an agreement with David. Now, there was a fifth agreement that God had made, which I'm going to present to declare victory this morning, to give me the answer in the name of the fifth agreement that God had made during Love, Life, and Victory. And also, I would like to declare victory to give me the answer to what the fifth agreement was that God had made. The name of who God had made the agreement with, number one, and number two, what was the agreement that God had made in the fifth agreement? Now, where's the next scripture, the next verse? Oh, here it is. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 8 and 18. I think I already mentioned that one. Proverbs 3, verses 4 through 6. And I got here written, side note, when standing in agreement with God's word, I find what? Favor. So there are some things that we receive when we stand on God's word. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 4 and 6. And what led me to this verse, and I'm going to get to it eventually, is when God spoke to husbands and wives coming into agreement in their marriage. Okay, let me go. Let me see. Here it is. 3 and 4, it says, so shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Now I remember. That's going back to the particular verse and prayer where we pray to God and where we're telling him we're in agreement with him and his word to bless our business and our finances. So when I stand in agreement with God's word, having faith that not only I'm going to find favor with God, but I'm also find favor with man. So, and that is really important. Trust in the Lord, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. See, Jeff, you know you need to really trust in the Lord. You know you need to acknowledge him in all your ways, and you need to trust and believe that he's going to direct my path. So, that's real deep right there for me. I need to agree with God's word that he's going to direct my path. Oh, thank you, Father. Now, let me go to those scriptures where he talked to the husband and wives on agreement. Oh, my. Let me see here. I'm out here a few pages. I got to go. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. We're looking at 1 Corinthians 7 and 5. Ooh-wee. Now, here we go. Let's look at what 1 Corinthians 7 and 5 have to say. It says, "Default ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for incontinency." Ooh wee. And so I was saying, okay, God. Yeah, like okay. So it's like when Jeff or Patrice, well, baby, I'm fasting and I'm praying, I know I'm your spouse, and I owe you your conjugal visits, but can we agree to hold off your desires until the fasting and prayer and meditation is complete? And God says that this is something that married couples have to come to an agreement on. Thank you, Father. Yeah, the power of agreement. And so over here in Ephesians 5 and 17 and 21, 17 through 21, the hit is going to come in verse 21, but I'm going to start at verse 17, where it says, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of God is, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Now, y'all check this out. Talking to the husband and the wife, when he says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And I was like, whoa. Thank you, Father. And so when he said, "Look, read that again, Jeff, and then go back to verse 17. He said, "Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." So this is something that husband and wife have to come to an agreement on. They both have to agree to submit themselves to one another in the fear of God. And God said, go back to 17, and you're going to find out why. "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." And I say, whoa, My God, God, is your will. It is your will for husbands and wives to submit themselves to one another. So we got to be in agreement. Oh, thank you, Lord God. That I'm telling y'all, I was just feeding my spirit while I was preparing for this declaration. And it was so much material that Jeff couldn't keep up with it all. And I was got stuff all scattered on my phone, on paper. And I was like all over the place. Okay. Like I said, I won't be before you long. And I'm getting ready to come to a close and wrap it up. And like I said, I want to go back to praying together can help to demolish strongholds. Oh, my God. See, to demolish means to tear down, to destroy. There's no more. It is gone, right? And once again, it says, we demolish strongholds when we learn to implement what Jesus taught us in prayer, to agree about anything, asking in Jesus' name, it shall be done. And I mean to tell y'all, this was a powerful experience for me many years ago when I held hands with a brother in a portable at the schoolyard. You understand? And so me and this brother, you understand? We used to pray every morning before we start work. Every morning we would read a scripture every morning and we would pray hallelujah before we start work. Amen. Hallelujah. But there was a stronghold going on in my life. You understand? There was the issue that a dark sick secret that was hidden in my life. And therefore I had to confess God's word, where he says, confess your faults one to another. I already told y'all that you got to have the right belief. You have to have the right people. You got to have the right attitude. So God presented me with the right man. Oh, my God. And the opportunity, to confess my faults. And so we goes down in the portable, hallelujah, and we hold hands, hallelujah, and I begin to confess, hallelujah. I begin to whisper, hallelujah, and he began to cover me, hallelujah, and he began to pray for me, hallelujah. And, oh, glory. Something happened, y'all, in that experience. In the power of prayer, we touched and we agreed, and he, hallelujah, he spoke over my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hey. And I mean to tell y'all, ever since that day, I've been free. Huh? Because of the power of prayer and two coming together, touching and agreeing. Huh? And it wasn't so much of my prayer and my confession, huh? It was the word that he spoke over my life, huh? Hallelujah. He spoke the word of God over my life. He prayed as I confess. Oh, my God. It was a powerful experience. Oh, thank you, Lord God. And as I was studying and I was reading, and God took me to this reading where it says, we demolish strongholds. Huh? What? It says, praying in agreement can help to demolish strongholds. And God took me all the way back. All the way back. To whereas I was set free. Oh, my God. Woo! It was a beautiful experience, and I don't have time to stroll through that whole testimony, but I tell y'all, a few years later, hallelujah, Myself, my wife, that gentleman, and his wife, we all became members of Declare Victory. Oh, hallelujah. And it was here on Declare Victory that that prayer that was prayed in that portable brought a complete healing. Oh, hallelujah. Restoration, hallelujah, in my marriage. Glory to your name. So I have personal, hands-on experience with the power of prayer, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus, demolishing strongholds. Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you this morning, Lord God, for the declaration. Thank you, Lord God, for this family. Thank you, Lord God, for 6 a.m. in the morning. Lord God, I'm up. I'm not laying in the bed praying this morning. I'm up. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, hallelujah, Lord God, that it was you, Lord God, that first had an agreement and covenant with man. Thank you, Lord God, for Declare Victory, Lord God, that gives us sound teaching, Lord God, truth, your holy word. This month, the power of agreement. Oh, thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, we're going to complete our greeting this morning, and we're going to ask that if there's any men, any new members, anyone that have never spoken, may have been here for a while and just never introduce yourself. So is there any other men that joined the call and that didn't get a chance to say good morning before the declaration started?
Yo.
Oh, I heard a couple of men there. Who was that? I know one was Brother E.
Good morning, Brother Justice, Brother Gerald.
Hey, good morning, sir. Amen.
Great declaration, sir. Great declaration. Awesome. You can't go in the hiding no more.
Good morning.
Yeah, amen. Good morning. Any other gentlemen join the call before we let the flow of new members in?
Good morning. This is Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good to hear your sound this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, family. It's Cedric on the call. Thank you for that declaration, Jeff.
Amen. Good morning, Sid. Any other gentlemen? Any first-time callers? Anyone new? This is your first time on the call. Okay, ladies, come on, join in. Ali Ali Oxen Free. Anyone else is open?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Wonderful Wanda. Hey, Brother Law, great declaration.
Well, thank you. To God be the glory. Good morning, sir.
I ain't married, but when I do get when that God do send me a husband, I'm gonna be ready. After listening to you.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else would like to?
Good morning, this is Darcy.
Good morning, Darcy.
God bless.
Good morning, Dorothy.
Anyone else?
Good morning, Brother Jeff. Wow, that was powerful. This is Jubilant.
Good morning, Jubilant.
Good morning.
Good morning, hello, Brother Jeff. This is Glorious. God bless you. Wonderful. Excellent.
Excellent. No sleeping in now.
He is innocent. Hello, Brother Jeff. This is Moxie. I agree. That was good. Thank you for reminding us of our covenant and our oath with God.
Amen. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, Brother Jeff. Thank you for your declaration. This is Soulful Sylvia. Thank you.
Good morning, Sylvia.
Hey, hey, this is Juanita. Great declaration, Jeff. I love what you said. I love your declaration this morning. Congratulations. I'm glad to hear you in rotation.
Oh, wow. Okay. To God be the glory. Good morning, sister.
Good morning, Sarge. Great, great share. Lining up the principles and the vows of marriage. Come on and teach us some stuff this morning. Remind us some stuff. Help us. Thank you, sir. Great share this morning. Thank you. Thank you, pretty, because I know you was over there holding them up.
Oh, you know she had the fan of some flames. Good morning, sister. Anyone else before we go into love, life, and victory?
Hey,
morning,
hey.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Listen, I'm so proud, I don't know what to do. These 10 years have been a long 10-year for you. Thank you for, first and foremost, your faithfulness, your consistency, but more than anything, for being willing to honor and obey God. Yeah, ain't no more hiding in the shadows, Doc. You all, buddy. Good job, Jeff. I enjoyed you.
Well, amen. And thank you. And to God be the glory. Okay. Now at this time, I'm going to ask everyone to place their phones back on mute as we go into love, life, and victory. And I really would like to hear if anyone was able to come up with that fifth agreement and covenant that God made. Or if there's anything else you guys was able to draw from, take out of the declaration or would like to add to or just comment.
Good morning, baby.
Good morning, pretty.
Great declaration this morning. I am proud as well. I'm glad that you are in the rotation as well. And that fifth agreement is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That covenant that we have with him as our Lord and Savior. He is our fifth and final covenant. Ain't that beautiful how God set it all up?
Amen. Hallelujah. And that is accurate. You're correct.
Pretty cheated. I wanted to answer. Pretty, you cheated.
yeah, she is white. That ain't fair.
I was gonna say that too. She got the cheat sheet.
No idea what he was even gonna talk about this morning. Y'all know better than that. That's cute,
but
though.
I agree with you, pretty. Yes, I agree.
Amen. Anyone else?
There's good morning, Sarge. This is Natasha. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for your obedience. We appreciate you.
Well, amen. Good to hear your sound.
Good morning. This is wonderful again. Again, great declaration. And I just want to tell you that I'm proud of you, brother-in-law. You have come a mighty long way. I remember when you would call me, I was in not such a good place in my life, and you would call me And I'm just used to my brother-in-law, regular Jeff. And you would call me and you would be quoting scriptures out the Bible and praying. And I didn't, my heart or my ear didn't want to hear that at the time. And because I didn't understand it. I was like, why do you keep calling me? Tell my God. I got other stuff to do. And to see where you are now, and you and my sister, it almost made me tear up right now just thinking about it, how far you've come and how far I've come. You kept telling me you need to study the Word of God, you need to pray, you need to eat the Word of God, you need to fast and pray. And I kept asking you, what does that mean? Like, what do you mean fast and pray? Well, if I don't eat what I'm supposed to eat, I'm gonna be hungry. And you kept at me. And you know, one day the little lights start flickering, you know, and you know, I'm not where you are or where others are. I'm right where I'm supposed to be in my walk with Christ. But it's a mighty, mighty long way. And you and my sister have inspired me. Declare Victory has inspired me. I remember when you guys called me and told me to get on the prayer call, and I was like, I ain't gonna get up at 6 a.m. I gotta go to work. And I get mad at myself if I miss the call. You know, watching you and my sister and y'all marriage, you know, all the struggles that you guys have been through, the illnesses and the sicknesses, and you know, y'all just like this power couple to me. Y'all like mom, pa, kettle. And the epitome to me of what togetherness and a marriage looks like. And one day I hope to have that, you know, but it's a beautiful thing to watch. So I'm really, really proud that, you know, you love and care enough about me to keep at me. And, you know, I know you guys are proud of me too. And I just want to say thank you and I love you.
Well, amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, sis. And I, you know, I'm proud of that nickname you gave me and your sister, Ma and Pa Kettle. Now, she gave us that name 20 years ago. We were still young. Like, we ain't old. But we was like Ma and Pa Kettle. Thank you, sis. Appreciate you.
Wow, wonderful. Sounds wonderful this morning, don't you, baby?
Yes.
I want to add to what she said about actually what you shared about that day in the portable with Brother Eric. And what came about after that. You know, you shared with me how you guys prayed in the morning and how you kept introducing people and inviting people to this call. And now I do the same. And if you would have told me all those years ago that what we have now was birthed out of that prayer from Brother Eric, and the transformation that we have made in our marriage and in our lives, and the family that we've gained, and the connection to declare victory. I'm just grateful. I'm humbled by it. And I thank God for the push that Dion always gives. Just a gentle nudge, because she sees through another eye, that of the Holy Spirit. So thank you, sis, and to all my sisters and brothers in Christ. And I'll declare victory. We love you guys. And thank you, baby, for your declaration and for your love for me and for Declare Victory. I love you and I'm proud of you.
Thank you, baby. Hallelujah. Glory to God be the glory. Yes, Lord. Yeah, we can get a bit emotional around here, y'all. Come on, Love, Life, and Victory is open.
Hi, this is Darcy. Thank you guys for being in my life. As the husband, a good supporter for me. Thank you guys for living in Christ and living in God and doing His word and showing a good example. Never giving up hope on people in their darkest places. Appreciate you. And I thank God that you guys are here. Thank you.
Thank you, Darcy. We miss seeing you on Sundays.
Oh, I'm getting help right now.
Well, I'm
online.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good to hear your sound this morning.
God bless.
Anyone else?
Hey, big brother.
Yo, 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 yo.
Man, oh man. First of all, I want to say I want to echo the sentiments of everybody else and to say how proud. But if I'm not incorrect, this is not your first declaration. This is your second declaration.
Well, actually, yeah, it's been about 8-9 years.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I do remember the first. But I'm glad to hear your sound. Hey Jeff, man, we come a long way, man. 14 years. To God be the glory. You know, to be part of or to see or to be a part of a breakthrough is such a blessing. You know, I'm in Declare Victory because you invited me. Just the same as a few good men. You know, you've always been one of my chief supporters. You know, you've been like the Barnabas in my life, and so I'm just so glad to see where you are, and where you and Pretty Patrice are, and you know, the contributions that you give, especially in Marriage Matters. And I want to just take a short time to say this. You know, I know we got a lot of more married couples on this line. I'm going to keep plugging for Marriage Matters. Because if you heard this powerful declaration, you know, you can get a taste of that every Monday morning, every Monday evening, 6:30 to 7:30. You know what I'm saying? We got a strong group of core members on there. We're always looking forward to expand our family. So, but you know, enough of that, man. Just God bless you. I'm proud of you. I'm looking forward to hearing more from you. And I love you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother E. I love you, my brother.
Hey, Sarge.
After yo.
Go ahead, you.
Now, I just wanted to say to Declare Victory, those that are on Declare Victory, I'm just kind of piggybacking after my husband. Did y'all hear Jeff? This is the kind of stuff we be talking about, okay? And I'm just so proud of you, Jeff. Eric had told me about that, you know, that particular day that, you know, you guys, he felt the spirit of God up in the room. But I've never heard the story like you unpacked it. Wow, 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 wow. And look at where we all are right now. Had we not gone Declare Victory, we wouldn't have been on Marriage Matters. Had we not got on Marriage Matters, you know, seeing how me and Eric just got together and the way that we all pour into each other on that line. You know, God brought us together, but it might have been a harder struggle. But hearing the stories and the transparency is what makes, you know, is what makes it so special. Another thing I want to say, I like the way you unpacked the submitting, one, you know, ourselves one to another. You know, I remember when I was reading the scriptures and I came to that, you know, I used it as, you know, I always say that women, you know, are supposed to, you know, basically submit to man, and doesn't never say anything about what man, you know, how man is supposed to relate to women. I mean, at least I never saw it. And I remember God unpacked that to me. But the part that, you know, you really brought home for me, the why component, the will of God. I never had looked at it like that, Brother Jeff. And, you know, I just thank you for, you know, being you. And also, you know, just every time I turn around and you get on, I see your confidence growing and growing and growing. And I see your strength in the Lord building and building and building. I'm just so proud of you. I just want to say that.
Amen. Thank you, Juju. And what a lot of folks don't know and realize that when I used to visit Brother Eric in Juju's church, before I got connected with Declare Victory, I used to get on the prayer line with Juju and Brother Eric from their church. And man, and my wife, she's like, look, I'm a member of Asheville Gospel. I don't understand why you want to be all church hopping all over the place. You know, and I was like, baby, I know we got a prayer line at Axe 5 a.m. every morning, but I'm going over here and kick it with Brother E. You know, and I would connect with Brother E and Juju at Wings of Love and their prayer line. And when God dismantled that one, he had Declared Victory waiting for us. So, Juju, you and Brother Eric always hold a special place in my heart. And I'm just grateful for the relationship that we have. Come on, Declare Victory. Love, life, and victory.
Good morning again, Brother Jeff. This is Sister Sylvia. Really hit home for me when you mentioned about the submitting one to another. Just literally like a week ago in our Greek class, we had this as an assignment in Ephesians 5. And we had to really dive into this word submit. And, you know, we were told and, you know, we learned that, you know, a lot of times that one scripture about submitting one to another is omitted when discussing this particular topic. And just like one of the ladies mentioned earlier, it just stands out. Women, you know, wives submit to your husbands, but it really, they don't really emphasize that God said, you know, submit one to another. And in fact, they said back in the ancient days of the Bible that at one point that scripture one to another came first. And then after that, it said, wives submit to your husbands. But however, it's been switched around. And so it and has been used, you know, unfortunately, not for the good in many, many parts of the world. With women who are married as far as submission. And just learning, you know, it's amazing to learn all the Bible in its Greek and Hebrew form, you know, like hypotasso is the word for submit in Greek. But when you start breaking these down into different languages, it just has different meanings that you won't see in the English. So just thank you for bringing that up to our attention. Okay, thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Y'all gonna let Brother Jeff go climb back in the bed this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Chef Ruth in the house. I want to say that was a great declaration, and I am a proud member of Declare Victory. Haven't been on there for a while because I'm normally on the food truck around that time, but I want to say I'm grateful to have been a member of all these years. And I'm grateful not only for the Marriage Matters, but the call, because I've been able to refer people and you know, have them get on the call and listen and, you know, just, you know, take a lot of nuggets from the couples on the line. And even when I was going through my stuff, nobody judged me, and you guys prayed for me, and I'm grateful that next month I'll be married for 19 years. So thank you, Declare Victory. Thank you, Marriage Matters. I love y'all.
Well, amen. Wonderful. Good to hear your sound this morning, Ruth. And something just came back to my memory back in the day when Declare Victory was 7 days a week, and Dion had it structured a little bit differently, wherein it would be maybe two or three people in the prayer lineup before we open it up to the corporate praise. And me and Sister Ruth, we was on Fridays, we was shaking in our boots when Dion put us in the lineup to pray.
Right.
I never forget it. Yeah, we prayed to the best of our ability, and we got through it. Oh, my goodness. Y'all women used to pray for the men back then. Yeah, it was some women on this call that was praying for husbands, fathers, sons. Yes, very powerful. They're praying for the men. So, Sister Ruth, thank you for being a part of the team.
You're welcome. That was many, many years ago, it seemed like.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was so scared. You swear I was sitting in front of 100 people. I'm at home in the comfort of my own home and nervous to tell my doors. I was so nervous. I remember I had to, Dion always bring this up, I had to drink water before I started praying. But thank God I'm here today, what, 10 years later?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Anyone else?
Yeah, real quick. Hey, Brother Jeff, before I start moving, just want to say thank you. That was a great declaration. Just to be able to hear your sound this morning, declaring, I was just so, just cheesing just for that alone, brother. And just, you know, what you brought it from covenant and everything. I just been falling more and more in love with our covenant that we have with God, you know, and just been changing me just these past days. I'm just more and more in love with it, of the understanding of it, you know. So just want to say thank you for that. And of course, brother, thank you for inviting us to the prayer line, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here, man. So thank you very much. But yeah, just want to say that. Glory be to God.
Amen. Wonderful. Good to hear your sound this morning. Well, since no one answered the second part of the fifth agreement, I'm going to just go ahead and spill it out, give it up. God made an agreement with Jesus Christ. And what was that agreement that God made with Jesus? That God would form a purified church, that Jesus would receive the Spirit without measure, that he would be forever present to support him, that he would deliver him from death and exalt him to his right hand, that he would have the Holy Spirit to send to whom he will. So those are like four or five things that God promised Jesus in the agreement and covenant. And what stood out for me, that God gave Jesus the power to give the Holy Spirit, send it to whom he will. So it is Christ that dispenses the Holy Spirit to us. I'm like, wow. Thank you, Lord God. So if God told Jesus that he would always be with him, my God, he was present with him at the time when he was on the cross, when all of our sins and filth, hallelujah, oh my God, thank you, Lord God, glory to your name.
Amen, amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Anyone else would like to? Love, life, and victory.
Well, if I can interject, I would like to give a prayer to all those on the conference call who are going through hard times. Whatever is afflicting you at this time, I hope that you are able to get through it. I hope that you are able to find salvation through the Word of God, and that you are able to find guidance, not only through the Word, but through the community, through the church, and that your spirits are brought up. So I just wanted to leave that there.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, well, it is 7:31, and if there's no one else that would have anything they would like to share, we'll come to a close.
Brother Jeff, this is Juanita. Real quick, I just wanted to say, I already said it, though. I said thank you. I really, really enjoyed your share today. You know, you tickled me when... the spirit was there, and you was preaching, but I definitely enjoyed just you expounding on so many scriptures and giving us so much to do our own study, you know. So I just thank you for declaring, hey.
There's a thank you, Swanita. There's another sister on here, and she do hey. I like, I like that, the way she always come in and say good morning with hey. And I say, yeah, I like that, you know. Wow, it has. When declare victory, it's been a gift and a blessing. And I am full this morning, and I want to thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we want to say thank you once again, Lord God, for this prayer line, Declare Victory, Lord God, where we receive guidance and sound teaching. We receive the truth of your holy word, Lord God. So as we come to a close, Lord God, we pray and ask for your presence with us through the day, Lord God. And as your word says, guiding and ordering our footsteps, we agree with your holy word. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a
amen.
Blessed
day. Amen. Don't forget Sister Lisa's birthday as I travel today.
Happy birthday, Sister Lisa. Hey, hey.
52 years old. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, y'all, I'm still stuck in the other one. Clap your hands, it's your birthday. Clap your hands,
hey.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey.
It's your birthday.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
hey. Any more?
That happy. Hey.
Have a great day.
Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy your birthday, Sister Lisa. Happy birthday.
Thank you. And God go cover me through the highways and the byways.
Travel.